From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday a group of its warplanes took off from an airbase in Iran to carry out airstrikes against militants in Syria. They say the strikes hit five warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel, as well as training camps for the Islamic State and the Jabhat al-Nusra terrorist groups. The attacks took place in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. It marks the first time Russian bombers used Iran as a launching point for attacks in Syria. A Turkish court ordered a pro-Kurdish newspaper to close Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ for the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failed coup. The Anadolu agency said arrest warrants were issued for 120 company executives accused of providing financial support to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen lives in self-imposed exile in the U.S. The Turkish government says he was behind the July 15th coup attempt. He denies that, of course. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles won her fourth gold medal of the 2016 Olympic Games in the floor exercise competition Tuesday. Biles is a 19-year-old and was given one of the best performances ever by a gymnast at the Olympic Games. The U.S. currently leads in the medal count with 26 golds, a total of 75. Britain comes in at number two with 16 golds and a total of 41. This is VOA News.